Community Cats podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats podcast. I'm your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we're speaking with our technical cat, Kristen Petry. Many of you will remember her from last year's online cat conference, and Kristen and I are going to spend time together today to introduce folks to the online cat conference for 2019. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stacey. How are you?
Good, good. And so I've asked you to sort of guest interview me today so that then I can share the excitement that we have with the online cat conference, which will be January 25th through 27th, 2019. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to you.
Excellent. I guess the place that we should probably start is to explain to people what the online cat conference is. How's it work? And where did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so we have the online cat conference, which is a virtual conference. It's done on a platform called GoToWebinar. So you can attend this conference at the comfort of your own home. Last year, I think we had a lot of pictures of how people were watching the conference, which was very exciting, very interesting. Yes. To see the cats really enjoying the conference quite a bit. In some cases, maybe more than the attendees, but it was great. So those cats are out there trapping other cats, getting those true cat straps and everything. So it was a lot of fun to see the pictures of how people were attending the conference last year. It's really easy. It's a great way for you to meet people from all around the world that are helping community cats. We had about 12 different presentations over the weekend, 6 on Saturday, 6 on Sunday, and we had a opening kickoff night on Friday night. And it was a lot of fun. It was really enjoyable. And I think that the technology was pretty easy. We didn't have many questions around that. Kristen, you were in charge of that aspect of the conference. And do you remember a lot of problems with the technology?
There were shockingly few problems, actually. I had braced myself to have a weekend of being yelled at by people who couldn't make their microphones work. But luckily, we didn't have to do a whole lot of troubleshooting. It's a fairly easy platform to use in terms of a lot of people have used it before for work. So in terms of getting the information out to people, it works fantastically. I do believe we'll put together a little intro on Friday that we do a practice sign-on, right?
That's right, right. Yep. So we will have Friday at around 5 o'clock Eastern time. We'll have a sort of a pre-party. And the cat rapper, Iamosho, is going to show up and he's going to entertain us some. And I'll share some information about what we're expecting during the weekend. We'll be able to practice our signing on. There's going to be some new technology that Kristen and I will be learning about. We hope to introduce it during the weekend. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We will, of course, continue the tradition of trivia.
Yes.
Which we had last year, which was great success. Folks really enjoyed our trivia questions, and we will have prizes. That will be a lot of fun, and we're thrilled that Tika is joining us again this year as a lead sponsor, and we hope to have several more sponsors join us. But at this point in time, Tika is really our main sponsor, and they've been tremendous in supporting our work. We have some phenomenal speakers. I'm just so excited, looking forward to it. I hope everybody will sign up. There's about 6 days before our early bird registration ends. So you can sign up for $50 now. It'll go up to $75 come December 1st.
See, I think at $75, it's still a bargain. It's a lot of information. And I think people last year can probably attest to the fact that we learned so much. It was interesting that you mentioned meeting people from all around the world, because that was the thing that I found incredibly interesting about it, was there was a lot of people doing presentations about what people are doing in other countries to help cats. So we had a presentation on spay neuter in China, and we had a presentation on targeted spay neuter in Australia, which was fascinating. So it was really exciting. And I think that this year's probably going to be just as exciting, if not more so. Is there anybody returning from last year that you're excited to hear come back?
Well, we're thrilled that Hannah Shaw, the kitten lady, is supporting our cause again this year. So that's very exciting. For those of you who follow Hannah and her work, she's just a tremendous presence. She's out there on Instagram. She's got some great YouTube videos. I mean, who cannot like the kitten lady? So
no.
She's going to be on board with us again this year. And then we're going to have a whole crew of new folks with us. We're going to have Kim Freeman, and she'll be focusing on lost cats. Hayden Hilton is going to join us to talk about cat cafes, how to set up a cat cafe. And we have Betsy McFarland, who is a consultant who specializes in volunteers, volunteers recruitment and retention.
Fascinating.
When I have polled our listeners, two of the biggest issues are funding and volunteers. And so I wanted to make sure that this online conference really had a good section on volunteers and how to recruit them, how to keep them, and how to grow a large volunteer corps. So that was very important to me. We're also going to have a presentation of a really interesting feline leukemia study that was just completed a couple months ago, and that's going to be very interesting. Things about how the disease is spread within a colony. We're going to talk about transport. When do you decide you want to have a transport program, or when do you want to create transport out or transport in? That's going to be a fun one. It goes on and on and on. The list is just so exciting. And of course, we do have the cat rapper, IMO Show.
Excellent.
On Friday night. So you're just going to get loaded with information all weekend long. My goal with the online conference was to be able to provide an affordable way for someone to be able to get quality level conference presentations like you would at a conference that you would have to travel to. Mm-hmm. And that is expensive. You've got airfare, you've got hotel, and you've also got the cost and the worry of someone staying home and taking care of all your cats when you're gone. And so this is really a way for anybody. This can be anyone can become part of the online cat conference. All you have to do is go to onlinecatconference.com and you can sign up. I am not checking to find out who you are, what your agenda is. You know, are you a beginner? Are you an advanced person? What's your interest? Are you a bird lover and you want to find out what the community cat folks are doing? You are welcome to join us. I really want this to be an open door policy for anyone to come and attend and feel welcome and willing to participate.
Awesome. I think that's really important. It's actually something I've always admired about the way that you work, because I don't know if people have known, but I had volunteered with Stacy's organization for about a decade now at this point, the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. And one of the great things about it is that they've always been open to communication with other rescue groups, because we do all have the same mission ultimately, even if we go about it a little bit differently. And I think there's been a lot of movement this year, as there's been a few episodes on the podcast as well about birding and how birders and cat people can work together, which is something that you never would have thought you would see. And I think it's a big credit to you for opening a lot of doors for people to talk to each other and to highlight on the podcast how people are working together. It sounds like a lot of the topics are really going to be a lot of the concerns that people have brought up this year in terms of transport. And I forgot what the other thing you mentioned was, but
volunteering,
volunteer concerns,
you know, and then of course there is always money. I mean, money is always a big one. There have been over the year, I get a lot of emails and I'm thrilled to get emails. So please keep sending them to me because that's what keeps me going. But I get emails about legislative concerns too. I still find that there are quite a few parts of the country where TNR really isn't viable due to legislation issues, and people have to do a lot of things under the radar, which I think is so unfortunate because it's such a good solution. And we're so working so hard to raise money to be able to afford the spays and neuters for these cats that to have our laws working against us just makes it so much harder. And I feel lucky that I worked in an area where I didn't have the laws working against us, but I really feel for those folks that sort of have legislatively had their hands tied.
That's one thing about the podcast that's been really interesting this year is a lot of the talk about transport from one place to another that are high kill or and why they're like that, like why they have all these cats and why they have all these dogs and how they're dealing with it, kind of to get around different regulations and things that have been obstacles for them. So it'll be interesting to kind of talk to everybody about that too. That's one thing that's great about this conference is that we can talk to each other. We have so many people from so many different parts of the country and even different parts of the world. The advantage to going to this conference, going in quotation marks, is that we're going to be able to talk to a lot of different people and get a lot of different ideas. And it's a great way to network.
And if folks can't attend all of the presentations, it's okay because they're all recorded and you get access to the recordings afterwards. So if for some reason you don't feel like sitting and watching presentations for 8 hours on Saturday and Sunday and you want to pick one or two, but then watch the recordings later and you're not worried about having to play cat trivia or engage in the conversations and the Q&A and that kind of stuff, there's always a recorded access to a whole conference afterwards with the registration.
It's great to review that too, because there's so much information coming at you.
Yeah. And we have slides and all the presentation slides and that kind of stuff too.
Yes. We want to make sure people have access to the information, because that's the point of the conference in the first place, to get you guys inspired and out there saving cats.
We're proud to be an affiliate of Space Kitty Express, makers of handmade, refillable catnip alternative cat toys. Think Valerian, Silver Vine, Honeysuckle, etc. for the discerning cat who wants to try something new or doesn't respond to catnip. You can even get 10% off your purchase at Space Kitty Express by using the code COMMUNITYCATS at checkout. Help your kitty blast off today with some new toys from www.spacekittyexpress.com. Did you miss the 2018 online cat conference that we held in January? Or would you like to share some of the conference webinars with friends? You can now purchase the presentations and share them with colleagues and friends. Just visit our recordings page, which is under the Resources tab, to access webinars from some of the leading personalities in feline welfare today. They're sure to give you and your cat-loving friends great ideas on ways to help even more cats. Check it out at www.communitycatspodcast.com.
I do realize that we've got some interesting stuff coming up in December. We're doing something a little different this year. And I was wondering, allegedly it's a break. It's not really a break, but I thought maybe you'd want to tell the listeners a little bit about what we've got coming up.
Yeah. So in the month of December, we're going to do some relaunching of some of our shows. So mm-hmm. we'll have a best of series. So during the month of December, we are going to have the Mike and Carmen show. So there'll be Mike Kiley and Carmen DiCenzo. They will talk about sheltering and what they've seen in Massachusetts with regards to cats and cat overpopulation. And we're also going to do a replay of Jackson Galaxy's show. And we have Adam Myatt and Sean Sears, which is a great show because he's the kitty rescuer from the trees. And he was a fun one. He was an early one. He was a very early,
yes.
early one.
It's a deep cut.
We're going to replay Kim Freeman's show about finding lost cats. And then Kim will be with us during the online conference too. So you'll be able to hear from her in the podcast. And then also you'll be able to hear from her live at the online conference.
And she is a lot of fun, I have to say.
She is. She's a bit wild and crazy, but it's good. She's got that attitude and determination to find that cat.
Yes. And finding that cat is important. I think anybody who does any shelter work knows like that's a pretty common thing that comes up. And it's one of the hardest things to deal with. Because it's just, you want to help and you got to figure out how. She's got a lot of great advice on how to help find a cat.
And she even offers, she has a nice ebook. And yes. So there's a nice link for that. So we are doing a bit of refreshing of some of these shows. And for those of you, I do also get emails from folks saying that they don't have enough time to listen to all the shows. So December can be a good month for folks to catch up and be able to make sure that they don't miss an episode. Then there are folks who certainly binge listen. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're getting pretty caught up. But this is episode 275. So if you're new to the show, there's a lot of episodes to listen to. So no worries on content from that standpoint. If you haven't become a subscriber to the show, I'd love to ask folks to subscribe or also tune in and rate the show. Give it a review on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes. And it would be just great to continue to support the show because the more people we have, tuning in and listening in, the more cats that we're able to help.
Absolutely. And we've been voted the best podcast recently by a few different places, right?
Yeah, we've had the opportunity of getting in the best of listing quite a few times. And so I've been really happy with that this past year. I want to make sure everybody knows to go to onlinecatconference.com. You only have 6 days to take advantage of that early bird registration for the conference. So I'm dedicating the whole show to that online conference today so that I don't want anyone to miss the opportunity. And please share this with others and make sure that they get in on that earlier rate so that they're saving $25.
Excellent. If people have questions about the conference that maybe we didn't cover here, what should they do? Should they email us? Should they call us? What would you like?
So folks can always email me at Stacy@communitycatspodcast.com. And that's the easiest way to get in touch with me. I'm pretty good with email. I'm actually much better with email than I am with phone. but my cell phone is on the Community Cats Podcast website, so you can certainly give my cell phone a call. But email is really best. I'm much better at responding on the email. And excellent. I'm happy to answer all of your questions. We do continue to look for sponsors and folks that are interested in donating products for the trivia prizes. So if people excellent. Would like to support the show in some way, they can either become a sponsor, and that information is also on the website, or just reach out to me, or they can also reach out to me about any products that they'd like to donate.
Excellent. It sounds like that's a cutthroat game of trivia, because I have to say I've heard preview of some of the prizes, and they are pretty cool. We will keep them quiet for now, but
it's going to
be a lot of fun. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
We're going to have to think of some other games, too. I don't know if anybody has other suggestions on other things we can do to make it fun. We'll certainly entertain other ideas. We'll definitely be asking for pictures of people sharing how they're watching the conference.
That was a lot of fun last year. For people who weren't there, we ran pictures of everybody's cats watching the podcast in between the presentations, and it was just adorable. And it was great to see everybody was sitting there with cats, which was kind of funny.
So I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning into the show. Thank them so much for their support. It's a couple days after Thanksgiving, so I'm a couple days late, thankfulness, but I really do appreciate everybody's efforts helping the cats. I know it's really tough, and it can be really hard sometimes. And I hope that my show and the Community Cats Grants program and the online conference, the things that we offer, are helping make your job a little bit easier, or just helping brighten up your day a little bit more so that then you feel like you can keep going and keep doing the work that you're doing. So I want to reach out to everybody and thank you again so much for tuning in and listening.
Thank you very much, Stacy, for answering our questions.
Thank you for joining me tonight and help to talk about the show. And we'll be spending the whole weekend together as the technical cat and the head cat for the online cat conference.
We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to the Community Cats Podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes and leave a review of the show. It will help spread the word to help more community cats.